Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Banned network in the world.
Sedition, insurrection, a threat to democracy.
This city is under siege. They are now calling it an occupation.
Alarming situation there in Ottawa.
The police chief is calling it a nationwide insurrection driven by madness.
I think it's part of the globalization of Trumpism.
Canadians know where I stand.
There hasn't been as much violence as some had perhaps projected, but that does not necessarily mean that it has been peaceful.
Residents say they feel like hostages.
Some protesters harassed a soup kitchen.
These anti-vaxxers actually took food from the mouths of the homeless.
Hungry, yeah.
Because they're so put upon.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing.
Many of them are holding Confederate flags.
I've heard there's QAnon supporters in the crowd.
We've seen swastikas. We've seen the Confederate flag.
This is a story of a country that got through this pandemic by being united, and a few people shouting and waving swastikas does not define who Canadians are.
It's a cult.
Yes, it is.
The big issue here is that the truckers and their horns are, ladies and gentlemen, the sound of freedom. You hear that eerie sound? It's not when they find the obelisk on the moon in 2001 Space Odyssey. It is the very eerie sound of tens of thousands of trucks and cars honking their horns 24 hours a day in the capital of the seized nation under globalist control, Canada. It's a beautiful example of nonviolent resistance and solidarity, and so that's why they're calling them terrorists.
This is a rally for truckers, but it's also a rally for the 60% of Canadians who say they worry they can't afford food. It's for the 60-year-old small businessman who spent his entire adult life building up an enterprise and watching it wiped out. It's for the depressed 14-year-old who's been locked out of school. It's for the families that can't take it anymore. It's for the people who want to stand up and speak for their freedoms. And our media have insulted and left behind.
This is treason. This is way bigger. This is a group of well-polished professional people that are trying to overthrow the government, of democratically elected government of this country. This is not, it's not a target on the city of Ottawa. It's much bigger than that. It's really an insurrection. It's an attack on our democracy. It's an attack on our federal government. It has a lot of international elements to it. The money is flowing from the U.S.
Right.
This is right out of the Trump playbook.
These globalists trick us with people like Trump, and I'm not saying Trump's overall bad, but by bringing him in, making the left hate him, to get the left to do things as a general public they would never go along with. And then now we get so mad at the left, when the right wing gets in power, it will then do things to stop them. And in the end of the day, all of our liberties are gone. All of our freedoms are gone, and wars of global domination take place. Because make no mistake, they're not setting up censorship systems and AI control grids and kill switches everywhere because they want to take Alex Jones off the air, Joe Rogan off the air. They want to take everybody off the air. You will only get prescribed communications in the system that's coming. You're not going to get the open free internet anymore under the nuclear war plan, under the biological weapon plan. And those are just two of the plans. Then they've also got the giant cyber attack they're going to blame on Russia or patriot groups that are already pre-planning and preparing the minds out there with that information.
It's more likely we're going to end up, if we end up in a war, a real shooting war with a major power, it's going to be as a consequence of a cyber breach of great consequence.
So I love my family, and I love all of you, and I just need to tell you that you need to get ready for absolute hell on earth. Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, the dictator of Canada's biological brother, they got the same mother, is going to be joining us. He's got all the inside baseball, and he's broken his silence like so many of the Royal Mounted Police and local police and bureaucrats have, saying this is evil, this is a planned permanent takeover, a great reset. He's a really smart fellow, and we look forward to Kyle Kemper, Trudeau's half-brother, joining us in the second hour today. Paul Joseph Watson will host the fourth hour from London, England, and then Owen Schroyer, the mighty Cuckslayer, will be hosting the fourth hour. And before the federal government says that he actually killed people, that's a turn of phrase from his debating skills over the years when he was dubbed that 6 years ago or so online as the Cuck Destroyer. Okay, and the Cuck Destroyer can be heard weekdays at 3 p.m. Central when my broadcast ends. You know, I want to talk about the big picture here, and I really want this to sink in because I know that we have millions of listeners who are the tip of the spear of the human awakening. And we also have Senator Paul listening. We have people like Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan listen quite a bit. And a lot of other important people listen. And I want to be very, 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 very clear about something here. Because these are two similar things. It's fun to make fun of Biden and how he can't think and how he's a joke and it makes the Democrats look like fools. But in the end, he'll get the blame for all the tyranny, and they won't. That's why they put him in there, to be a laughingstock while they wreck the country, and then hope you never figure out it was part of the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab, the UN, the IMF, the World Bank talk about wrecking countries, which they've done all over the world, and making sure no one ever knows who did it to them. Because as soon as you figure out who's doing it, and what the carbon taxes are, and what the global warming greenhouse BS is about, and what all the racism obsession is about, and what all this is about, then it's game over for them. So it feels good to get up here and say, man, the whole leftist system is in trouble worldwide, and these politicians are hated in France, and in the UK, and in Germany, and in Canada. But see, the puppets come and go. They get rewarded after with their $10 million a year corporate CEO jobs and presidential jobs of corporations where they just play golf all day. And then a new group of the next generation or the new alumni of Klaus Schwab's Bilderberg World Government Davos Group World Economic Forum system like shark teeth roll into position. So I want to point out the whole pedigree of this and who's doing it and how it's happening and how we stop it. Because we have a global awakening to that, it's game over. And that's starting to happen really fast, and that's really good. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. I've had two-star generals and you name it, across the board, just say, man, I never got it until I started listening to you. And then once I saw it, I didn't need to listen to you anymore because I could see it myself and it's dead on. And now things that don't make sense just make total sense. Exactly. because I'm not telling you what to think. I'm saying, hey, you can't see this image from here. Step 3 feet over here. Just come right here. Oh, what do you see right there? Yeah, now you see it, don't you? So first you can't see it, now you do see it. So just like we celebrate what an idiot Biden is, and I hate his guts, and I hate the Democratic Party, and they're all just a bunch of scum, but they're just criminals they put in there to take the heat while they all insider trade and screw us over. And it's the same thing with the end to the lockdowns. Remember a year and a half ago, more than a year and a half ago, I said, after this goes on for 6 months or so, they're going to pull back some of the pressure around the world. And then they'll just bring it right back even stronger the next time. And if you actually look at what they're really doing versus the rhetoric, they have only been tightening down all over the world the last 2 years, except in some western and midwestern and southern states of the U.S. that didn't go along with it. Hell, much of Latin America is still under total lockdown martial law. A lot of Africa is still under it. France, Germany, it's getting more intense. Austria, forced door-to-door injections. Germany is announcing it's about to start. They said February 1st, but it hasn't. I've got clips today where they say it's going to be compulsory soon. So all of this is going on, and so we're hearing, oh, they're going to take the restrictions off. Oh, they're going to back off. But notice the CDC says, okay, you don't need to wear a mask, but the airlines still are going to do it. Oh, and the public schools are still going to do it because they get federal funds to do it. Oh, and the private corporations are going to try to demand it. And so just like they have sanctuary cities in the U.S., 800 plus of them, where illegal aliens commit crimes, you name it, don't get in trouble, it's the same thing now where they're going to have their cult-like enforcement in the city still and in the different countries they've conquered, like Germany, like Austria, like Australia, like New Zealand, like Scotland. And it's all the same management, the same alumni of the Bilderberg Group public-private partnership with the UN and others, and they're just there. And so they've already bitten off a large part of the elephant, and they're trying to digest that right now. So they're going to give you a little bit of a rest to make you think you've won, so all these networks and individuals that stood up and spoke out will kind of go away. And so, yeah, they gained 1 million miles of tyranny on us. But we push it back 700,000 miles. But they've still got 700 plus thousand miles on us. So they take us 1.5 million, 2 million, 3 million miles into tyranny. We push them back 50, 60, 70%. We're still deep down in the pit. So what's the answer? Knowing the project, knowing how it works, knowing their tactics, knowing they had wrote white papers on how they would squeeze us, then let off a little bit, then squeeze even tighter, then let off a little less, and then finally just break your neck. They're putting in the world ID. They're putting in the tracking systems. They're putting in the cashless society hell system that once everything's digital, they can seize it or turn it off however they want, and it's all going to be tied to your behavior and how you submit to them. This is a nightmare hell that we are being inducted into. So when we come back from break, I'm going to boil down the fact that we actually pushed them back farther than they thought. They knew we'd push them back some. They knew we'd rise up. They're actually totally freaked out. They're in deep trouble. They miscalculated us, blew up in their face. That just means they're going to pull a bunch of other serious scams they've got in their arsenal, and I've been studying what they're preparing. We'll tell you about that coming up. But first, let's play a clip from COVID-1984, he always says important things. Mandates and restrictions are being lifted around the world, but in a 1:38, in a minute 38, he lays it out perfectly. Here it is.
Well, it is great to see mandates and restrictions finally being rolled back in many places around the world. Are we supposed to be thanking the government officials and the experts who initially imposed these restrictions on us in the first place? Only then to allow us to have some of our freedoms back now. It's an honest question. So why now? Well, they say it's because the numbers are down and we all did such a great job obeying the restrictions and the mandates. And it proves that they work, right? So in other words, don't be surprised if and when they say it's time to reimpose them in the not too distant future. The timing is also curious when you consider that the nice weather is coming and people might be more inclined to attend a demonstration or a rally, perhaps. There's also some key elections coming up that, you know, maybe they want to relieve some of the pressure from the valve, so to speak, as people have grown tired of COVID-1984 and those who impose it. While lifting the restrictions and the mandates can and should be seen as a victory for freedom and for the people, make no mistake, this was also a major victory for the technocrats and the social engineers who have successfully turned 2 weeks to flatten the curve into 2 years. And now the groundwork has been laid. The infrastructure has been established, and in another generation or so, this will become the new normal they promised us.
That's right.
If it hasn't already, unless we do something about it. So be wary of those who declare emergency after emergency only to offer the solution to you on a silver platter.
Perfectly said. The video is up on InfoWars.com. We're posting it in the live show feed area. The children have been traumatized, brain damaged, on record, hurt. The key is pushing back, gaining ground, and prosecuting and suing Big Pharma and the globalists. And by the way, that's all happening. Pfizer just sent the letter out 2 days ago to its shareholders saying, we're in deep trouble. The clinical trials, if this doesn't work and kills people, are coming out, and now their stock prices are plunging.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Facing our real Clockwork Orange. Here we are, my friends. So let me just say it very simply. I think as an audience, you know this more than I do, or as well as I do. So we need to get this out to the next group of people and then get them to tell the next group and tell them to tell the next group and so on. Because it's effective to tell somebody, but you got to explain, hey, you're on a mission. You got to warn other people now. And that's how human power can override the big corporations and the corrupt globalists and the censorship. So, it's not like I just said this. In fact, the archivist does an incredible job. Every time I ask for this on air, within a few days I get it. I'd like to ask the archivist to go back to February, March, April, May, June, July of 2020, where I even showed graphs and explained that they'll do lockdowns and then partially take the restrictions off with the mask and forced injections and then bring them back and so on and so forth. But areas like Australia and Germany, where they get full control, they will just press and press and press and press and never stop. But where you say no, they'll back off and then bring it back off and bring it back, trying to exhaust you. But if you're aware that you've got to fight a bunch of battles to win the war, well, you're going to get geared up for war psychologically, information war, political, nonviolent, civil disobedience war, just the war for your mind, and you're going to enjoy it. You're not glad they're attacking. You're not glad it's happening, but you kind of get into it. I mean, they're not breaking me, except I'm getting me so fired up, I might have a heart attack. I'm the opposite of about to break. I'm about to strangle these people, but I know that's what they want, so I'm going to do it politically. I'm going to do it with information. I'm going to hurt them because they deserve to be hurt because they're bad people. They want Joe Rogan to apologize, claiming he put out this info when he didn't. They said, well, get off your back when you apologize. I told him, I said, you apologize, it'll get 10 times worse. So he came out a few days ago and said, I'm not going to apologize. This is a bunch of BS, bunch of nonsense. I apologize to some people I might have hurt their feelings, but I don't apologize to the corporations and the corrupt groups that just want to silence me. They don't care about people. They care about shutting us up. So just as night follows day and day follows night, the globalists are not going to stop this. The people they've got under their control, they're going to continue to turn the screws on because they want full dominance. They want to suck them dry. These are predators. But I wanted to play a clip out of New York because this is still going on everywhere around the world where the globalists are in control and they have no intention of it ending. So people say, oh, I don't care about New York. I don't care about L.A. Screw them. I'll just move out of there. Well, after they've captured the coast, they're going to move against us. So we better have empathy for Canada and empathy for New York. Might as well be North Korea and for Germany and Austria and Australia, because the same New World Order corporations are taking over our countries and our towns and our cities and our families are the ones that have got them. So here's what's happening yesterday in New York, where the police come in, just like in Canada, in a Catholic church, or in a Protestant church in Canada, or in a Catholic church in Australia, and say, oh, he's not wearing a mask, and they go arrest him. a cult willing to see your submission, like women having to wear a mask in Saudi Arabia as a symbol of their submission. And anybody that's got a mask on is now second-class citizens. All the elites don't have to wear their mask. Here's the clip.
Talk about the Chinese New Year. Look at. Oh, they found him. Look at. They found him.
We're in America.
Oh, time to. Look at this. Look at this. Look. What are you doing? What the f*** are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Is this how you treat
what are you doing?
You put your hands up.
Holy crap.
Like
holy crap. That's assault. That is assault. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This goes on for a while. They slam him down. The full thing's on InfoWars.com. But here's a father out in occupied California who has his special needs daughter that can't even talk now that she wears this mask and is having oxygen deprivation, talking about that he'll never put up with this again, and he's so ashamed that he submitted to this evil. And this is happening everywhere. We've got a clip coming up after that where we have the documents where, just like the schools, the more people injected, the higher the money is they get. It's tied to federal funding. Same thing with wearing these damn masks. Behavioral psychologist at the Rockefeller Foundation with Bill Gates came up with this crap. Here's the clip.
I am here for my daughter, and beyond anything else, she loves school. The harm you have done to her, she still loves school. She loves her teachers, her therapists, her helpers, above all, her principal at Scott School. Her team goes above and beyond for her. Her LBS has gone to the moon and back for her. She's a happy and outgoing girl. And the countless positive and influential people that have helped her along the way, her team and her principal at Scott School have been such great role models to her. Her dream is to work there someday. She talks nothing else than wanting to be a teacher or wanting to go to school and be and work at school. I can only name a few people in her life that have harmed her and actively participated in holding her back and stopping her progress, and almost every one of them is in this room tonight. The past 2 years have been shameful as the district has been busy lauding themselves while they enact policies that have absolutely been devastating to her growth. We have seen 2 years of almost no growth, missed goals, goals removed. Her team is doing everything that they can. We've hired specialists. She still loves school. My 10-year-old daughter has kept these feelings to herself about how much she desperately wants to take her mask off. When we told her that it may be possible on Monday, she cried, tears. She jumped up and down. She told us that she was so excited that people may finally be able to understand her. You have harmed her so much with this. Everybody talks about everybody's got to be safe. Everybody's got to have everything. And we've left so many children behind. We've tried to protect her. This morning, she got up before us and she started singing a song to her dolls about how excited she was that kids were finally going to be able to see her smile, that she was going to be able to see other kids' smiles, that kids would be able to understand her, and she would stop being picked on because they could not understand her through her mask, because her speech has been delayed even more than her special needs. She is a strong girl, but when I heard her do that, and I heard the things that she said, it broke me. I will never forgive myself for not fighting more. I feel that I have failed her for not fighting more.
All right, hit pause. When we archive this Amanda video, we'll put the rest of the clip on. We're going up against a break, but I got to say this. If you're a radio listener, you're lucky because you're not a TV viewer. They're all wearing damn masks, including him. And they're all nodding and agreeing. They should all take their mask off and say, we want these people arrested that followed this. Instead of submitting, America wasn't built on all this cucking and crap. These people started a war with us. They're a bunch of behavioral psychologists. They're eugenicist pedophiles. Eugenics pedophiles. Eugenics pedophiles. And now they're starting nuclear war with Russia. These people have got to be removed. You know how mentally ill these psychotic behavioral psychologists are? And almost every damn one of them's a pedophile. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So my old buddy Joe Rogan sent me a text last night. Charlie Kirk was on Fox News talking about major insurance companies saying they've seen a 40% death increase in the U.S. He says, is that true? So I just search engined it. Yeah, go ahead and bring me the headline. Thanks. I went ahead and search engined it and pulled up a whole bunch of mainstream news admitting it weeks after we reported it. Huge, huge numbers. Insurance group, not just this one that manages $100 billion, sees death rate up 40% over pre-pandemic levels, and it's up massively last year over the year before once the vaccine kicked in. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's out of the Hill newspaper for you right there. So, yeah, that's going on. I'm going to play that Charlie Kirk clip coming up next segment. But let me just hone in on something. I've known Rand Paul, and I'm proud to know him, since 1996 when his father ran for Congress for the second time. He got in for one term in the 80s under Reagan, got mad at Reagan for doing a bunch of spending, attacked Reagan, and lost his seat because he was a purist, which I agree with. Dr. No, he was called. He got back in 96, and you know the rest is history, served for more than 20-plus years, did a great job. So, I mean, I know Rand well, know him personally, and know his dad personally, and know the family. And I'll just leave it at that. They're fellow Texans. But the issue here is that I know Rand Paul's as smart as I am or smarter. I mean, he's extremely smart. And he knows that this isn't a vaccine. He knows this isn't working. And he might have believed that maybe it was going to work early on, but once he saw the numbers, he needs to come out against it. And I said a few months ago, if he doesn't come out against this for children at least, I'm declaring war on him. Because I was going to declare war on Trump and was planning whole campaigns against him. I was going to go to Mar-a-Lago and bullhorn him for a week just because I like Trump. I want Trump to stop this killing of the kids. Okay, he got conned. He went along with it. Now we know it doesn't work, doesn't protect you, gives you cancer, heart attacks, blood clots, heart swelling, you know, menstrual problems. But I started thinking, why am I so pissed at Trump when Rand Paul's a doctor that got him to do it? He was part of convincing him. And I get what Trump wanted to do. They were going to lock things down. He said, hey, let's just have this shot. Let's fix it because old inoculations worked because they were really inoculations. They might have side effects, but this isn't even an inoculation. It's not a side effect to make you sick. It's on purpose so that you don't go to work, so people refuse to go to work and have it taken it to break down society. So I don't tell you this whole Rand Paul story for no reason. I'm saying I went after Paul, as you know, in probably 15 broadcasts in a friendly way, but a very serious way. Because I'm not selling out my morals just to defend the Republican Party. All I get is pain for supporting these guys. But as long as they do good things, I love the pain. But I'm not going to sit there while they sell us out. I'm going to give them pain. And by the way, Rand Paul's great. They shot at him, broke his ribs, you know, attacked him everywhere. He's the real deal because they know his potential. So Paul now has come out against the injections for under 16. He's come out and said, really, it doesn't work anymore. He's kind of walked it back. Good. That's enough. That's all we want. That makes my conscience feel good, and it saves a lot of people. Because we can't, you know, sit there and keep going along with this. And yes, he's coming out saying this is a fraud. Fauci needs to be criminally investigated. All this stuff needs to go on. That's wonderful. So Paul's going from being a great guy to back to the hero I've always seen him as, Senator Paul. Then in comes all the new stuff. And that's him saying, Rand Paul, Dems have overplayed their hand with stupid theater, COVID madness. But it's not stupid. They made $90 billion over at Pfizer, tens of millions of the other companies, with Bill Gates invested in both. They're getting world IDs put in. Half of Europe's under martial law. Forced injections have begun. Australia and New Zealand are under martial law. Trudeau's trying to keep Canada under martial law. And we don't want them to just back off now and we all go back to sleep. Then they're going to come right back. We want criminal investigations like he's announced in the Senate and the House has been announced by Steve Scalise, who also got shot, you know, at the same time Paul got shot at. So these are great men. And we need to go on the offense, not just say, oh, it's stupid. Oh, they're dumb. Oh, they're idiots. Oh, we don't know why they're so stupid. They're not stupid. It's a premeditated great reset, new world order, transhumanist takeover. Address it for what it is. Rise up politically. Let's defeat this agenda instead of fighting the salvos it launches at us. Let's defeat the evil empire of the Bilderberg Group and the Davos Group. Here's Senator Paul.
Spring in Kentucky, Republican Senator Rand Paul, who is also an MD. Senator, good to have you with us. What's your read on what's happening in Canada and another convoy that's being organized in the United States? What does this say to you about what's going on and what does it reflect for you?
You know, I think it's no longer a right-left issue. There may have been more of us on the right not liking the government mandates, but I think now you're finding parents of children, whether they're left of center, in the center, independents, who really don't like the idea of just forcing children to wear masks when the science doesn't really indicate that the masks are working. Even the CDC The cloth masks aren't working. You see kids outside huddled in the cold eating their sandwiches. You see kids playing outside in masks. So I think it is bringing right and left together. And I don't think it's going to. I think in the end, the Democrats have really overplayed their hands on the mandates because they're going to lose their populace. They're going to use their public. So I think this is a turning point. I think it's really getting to the point where the science is clear that the bulk and the vast majority of the masks that people are wearing have no difference, make no difference in the trajectory of the virus. So, yeah, I think ultimately Democrats are going to lose the public. And if they haven't already lost the public, I think they're getting there.
Could be. This photo of Stacey Abrams got a lot of attention over the weekend. Not only was she not wearing a mask, but she was also in front of a group of children. And you look at these little kids, I think we've all become maybe too used to seeing children with half of their faces covered. And she put out a statement saying it's shameful that our opponents are using Black History Month reading events for Georgia children as an impetus for false political attack. This pathetic, transparent, and silly attack is beneath anyone who claims he wants to lead Georgia. Much ado about nothing, or is this significant?
I think if she were honest, she would admit that it's theater. I think almost all the politicians I see around the Capitol are quickly putting them on for cameras, and it really is theater. They know it. I see them in private sitting down. They don't have their masks on. I interviewed one of the nominees to head an agency for government. We sat and talked for 45 minutes in my office, and then they said they wanted a picture, and I said, well, sure. He says, you mind if I put my mask on? And I said, hey, whatever floats your boat, you know? But, I mean, it is. It is all theater at this point, and if it were just adults being stupid, that would be fine. You have a right to be stupid in a free country, but you don't have a right to force this on children, and it is really, really sad. And somebody's got to stand up, whether it's putting your semi in the middle of a town and honking the horn or whatever, or whether it's parents going to a school board meeting. These people will never let go of our freedoms or our children if we do not push back.
It's interesting. There was a study that was done or released. I saw a graph that showed California versus Texas in terms of the cases, and California, of course, has much more onerous masking rules. Texas, much more open in terms of choice to mask or not. And essentially, California's cases were slightly higher. The trend line is very similar. There's no way to read this chart other than to think that, that California is not at an advantage for masking up.
Well, this is true over and over again. If you look at most state mandates, when they were instituted, and you look at the incidence of the incidence of the disease continues to rise after the mandates. In Florida, about half of the counties obeyed the order to quit the mandates when DeSantis said, quit doing the mandates. The other half kept the mandates. And these were large numbers of children. The incidence between the two groups is essentially the same. The masks do not work. We are just punishing our children. And as someone who doesn't hear very well, I know what it's like to not be able to understand people because you can't see their lips.
Yeah.
And so I think this is terrible. Plus kids, even kids who have normal hearing, are learning by looking at the lips and the facial expressions. This is how they learn to be part of a group and be part of a community. So I think it's really sad for these kids, and somebody's got to stand up for them.
Heartbreaking. And they're so, you know, compliant and obedient, and they're doing what they're told, and they think that this is, you know, a way of life. And I just wonder how long it's going to take to, you know, to free them up to live in a world where they don't have to cover half their faces, especially with cloth masks, which, as you say, the CDC say really doesn't do anything. Thank you very much, Senator
Thank
Paul.
You.
Always good to talk to you, sir.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Real. I sent him back a bunch of articles, The Hill, Zero Hedge, InfoWars, but the insurance company guy went on mainstream TV. He manages a $100 billion company, and then it turns out a whole big group of insurance companies are finding similar numbers, also in Europe, also in Australia, all over the place, everywhere you're getting the shots. And the numbers weren't there in 2020. It was a little bit of extra death, but not much. But when the shots start 2021, it explodes. That is absolutely insane. So here's Charlie Kirk talking about it.
Charlie Kirk, thanks so much for coming on. What is this?
Thank you.
We don't know. I mean, the one business that actually tells the truth regarding the death of Americans is life insurance. They have right. to get this right. They have entire teams of actuaries that study this data all year, all day long. It's not the public health authorities that are warning this. It's a single CEO of a major life insurance company that says, hey, by the way, there's kind of a 40% increase in death. 10%, he said, would be a once in 200-year catastrophe. We have a 40% increase in death, and it's not because of COVID. And we deserve answers. And what's so amazing, Tucker, is that we've known this information and this data for a couple weeks now. Where are the politicians? Where are the leaders? Where are the people we put in charge to actually care about the well-being of our people? Well, at least we know how many times Joe Rogan used a bad word in a podcast the last 10 years. I guess we're getting our pronouns right for our six-year-olds, but we have a 40% increase in death amongst the supposed healthiest portion of the American population. This is a catastrophe. We deserve answers, and some would conjecture, hey, does this have something to do with the fact that we might have done a mass inoculation strategy? We know that there was deaths of alienation, suicide, and otherwise, but there's no answers. No one's talking about it.
So, I mean, isn't this the primary number they should be focused on? If you're in charge of the well-being of the American people and the death rate jumps by 40% in a cohort, you know, that's not supposed to die young, then, like, why aren't you hair on fire upset about it? I'm honestly confused.
Well, it's either they don't care or they don't know how to talk about it or they are too concerned about GDP numbers or stock market increases or immigration quotas or whatever. It's a mass casualty event. It's that simple. And the fact that the insurance companies are now warning us about it should have every politician, every political party across the country say, regardless of your politics, we got to right. figure out what's going on here. The lockdowns contributed, and there's other things that definitely contributed as well. This is probably the most important metric for our leaders to care about.
Well, that's exactly right. And they don't care. And I just really am grateful that you noticed this, or went over my head, and brought it to us tonight. Charlie Kirk, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk is really, now that everybody's waking up, and I guess he feels safe to tell the truth, he's more articulate than I am in most of the time. And he sounds like Alex Jones 2.0. That's really great news. Yeah, Pfizer quietly adds language, this is 2 days ago, warning that unfavorable clinical or safety data is coming out that's going to kill their stock, and the stock is plunging 2 days after they put that out. Oh, and that about the numbers of Americans that took the shot or any of these poison so-called vaccines. It's more like 50%, like we told you. Obviously, we had sources inside. It's not 70, 80%, like Biden said. By the way, it's the same thing for Europe and other places. Oh, it's the same thing for Israel, too. They're more like 65%. I mean, they did submit more than we did. Oh, and notice they have the highest rate of deaths over there. And they're on to their fourth and fifth shots now. So this is a big, 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 big deal. Let's hear from Scott Davidson, the actual head of the large insurance conglomerate. Here it is.
One of our businesses is that we offer group life and disability insurance to employers. And we are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business, not just at One America. The data is consistent across every player in that business. Now, this is primarily working age people, 18 to 64, that are in employers like all the employers on the screen here. And what we saw just in third quarter, we're seeing it continue into fourth quarter, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. Now, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a three sigma or a one in 200 year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic.
Hit pause. So, I looked the numbers up when this came out a month ago and we harped on it. World War II didn't cause this number. World War I killed three or four times more U.S. troops, didn't have that number. Didn't have that. I mean, you understand, this is massive in young people. And it's not COVID. That's why they don't want you to know. I mean, they hit us, folks. We tried to get out of the New World Order, and they released a virus and then hit us with a shot five times, six times worse than the virus. On average, I've had top scientists on. The amount of spike protein it creates in you is five to six times. Well, if you average all of them together with the actuaries, Moderna, it's eight to nine times worse. Oh, and the discoverer of HIV who just died. He just died yesterday. He came out last year, or a year and a half ago, actually, in 2020, and said, this is going to cause autoimmune disorder to explode. They're going to say it's HIV, because it is HIV. And baby, it's now HIV off the chart. I mean, we are being murdered right now. There's a really powerful article by Gateway Pundit out today. Here's the list. 1,000 different studies show extensive evidence of COVID-19 vaccine adverse events. Let's finish up with the CEO of One America. And again, it's a consortium that owns close to, like 50-something insurance companies. Indiana Life, you know, all that stuff. Here it is.
In 200-year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic. So 40% is just unheard of. And what the data is showing to us is that the deaths that are being reported as COVID deaths greatly understate the actual death losses among working age people from the pandemic. It may not all be COVID on their death certificate, but deaths are up just a huge, huge numbers. We're also seeing an uptick in disability claims. At first, it was short-term disability claims, and now we're saying
long-term. Okay, so let's stop right there. There was a worldwide move against the globalists, kicking the globalists out with populists, and they hit us with a bioweapon. And then when you take the shot to supposedly protect yourself, well, you now are growing a deadly spike protein in your body. So the sick joke is it's taking your body over. So, yeah, you're not going to catch COVID for 5-6 months until spike protein goes back down. But during that period, it's running around eating holes in you. So it's kind of like you cut one leg off and you're bleeding to death. And instead of putting a tourniquet around it, you cut the other one off because it'll actually make the other leg not bleed as much. But it doesn't matter. You just cut the other leg off. Does that make sense? This was so sickly and evilly thought of. I'm going to go to break and come back. We've got the dictator of Canada's brother joining us, his biological brother. It's going to be a huge interview next hour and so much more today. But just remember, listeners, we can't be tip of the spear and tell you about this stuff four or five weeks ago. And then now you see it on Tucker, and then you'll see it everywhere, and then you'll see the CEOs of these companies probably arrested at the end of the day, like Pfizer. I mean, it's going that way. We are winning right now. We are winning right now, but it's very close. So I need your support, and I got stuff you need. You know, I told them a week ago, get rid of the sale, because it's going to sell out, but they didn't get rid of the multivitamin sale. I'm not mad at the crew. They didn't get rid of the vitamin C, zinc, rose hip, super pill. It's a, you know, super strong, Linus Pauling level, 1,100% of organic vitamin C and more. So that's also 40% off. It means it's going to sell out by next week. I was going to keep it a few months till more came in, but we're just going to sell out of that. We need the funds. X3 is back in stock. It is 50% off. It's so incredible. If you're not taking true iodine, you're just crazy. And it's back in stock now. Nobody else has got something like this. We have the only tri-iodine out there. It's 50% off. And we have 25% off on the highest quality storable foods you're going to find for the price. Could you pay five times more, get something better? Yeah, but for good quality, clean, tasty food, this is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. And this is what I use for my family. They haven't done 25% off in 4 years. It's 25% off until Monday at PrepareWithAlex.com, PrepareWithAlex.com, or InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Hey, will this save you? No, but it's part of the way you're getting there. Jesus will save you. This will get you prepared. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get a hold of this.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.